And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jeff Berugian, and I got a great show for you today. I got Drew Slushel. He is the Director of Product Marketing at Wasabi. And if you guys do not know about Wasabi, you are going to hear about Wasabi because they have made a big footprint and it's getting larger as we speak. Drew, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Jack, thanks for having me.
You know, this last couple of years has just been like outrageous. Had you told me 2 years ago that we'd be going through what we're going through now, I would have thought that you would have been taking some serious mushrooms. But you know, the reality is that things have changed so quickly, and Wasabi, it seems to be right on the cutting edge of all of those changes. Tell us, number one, what are you guys doing at Wasabi, and what are you doing right? Because it seems like you guys are doing everything right in a period where there just seems to be so much dysfunction going on.
Sure. So, and I think what we're doing is what's right. And that is we're doing cloud object storage. We're doing it hot, meaning it's instantly accessible, right? There's no delays in getting your data back. And we are helping folks with that explosion of data, right? And you know, different folks will exaggerate, you know, how much data is out there right now. But we're giving folks an alternative to the hyperscalers, right? You know, I'm not going to name them, but you know who they are. They do a great job, right? They provide a multitude of services, a wonderful walled garden, but the pricing for fundamental object storage is outrageous. Right.
You know what? Let's get into that just a little bit, right? Because you know what? Here, you just mentioned something and you just touched on it. You talked about data. And for those that have been listening to me know how I feel about data. Data is the oil of the future. Data is going to run everything in AI. It's going to run everything with machine learning. Basically, it's going to be everything that we have. In fact, you know, you and I know, Drew, that there's probably going to be more data that's actually going to be coming out in the next 2 years than we've developed, you know, over the course of the entire span of human existence. So, yeah. You know, the reality is that there is so much data there. What are you guys doing different? Explain the whole idea of object storage to people, because, you know, there are people out there that are looking at this world of data and are still confused by it. They're wondering how they can deal with it and how they can actually start to monetize it in their own world.
Sure. And the metaphor I like to use is like that show on TV where the guys are harvesting ounces of gold up in the Yukon, right? But they keep going back to old dirt piles, right? With new techniques to harvest, you know, more gold, right? Gold that was left behind or lost because their process, you know, wasn't as good, right? Same thing is happening with data, to your point, right? Folks have a lot of data, right? And if they don't, right, they're missing a great opportunity. But the techniques to produce value from that data are getting better and better every year. Artificial intelligence, right? Machine learning, you know, new algorithms to determine, right, if this is a customer that is going to buy or a prospect that's going to buy from you or a customer who needs to buy more, right? And being able to kind of predict what they're going to do based upon all the data that you've been collecting on them, or perhaps you're part of a data collective, right? And you're sharing data with other folks to help all of you, right, create a better profile of that customer. What Wasabi is doing is, right, we're kind of democratizing that effort. And we're doing that by providing a price that is significantly lower, in many cases, 80% lower, right, than the hyperscalers. And you know, part of the way we do that is that we don't inflict a penalty on the customer for using that data. And by using it, I mean, you know, taking it out of storage, doing analysis, right? Or doing operations on the data as it's stored. Those are API requests. When you eliminate those costs, you free up a tremendous amount of your budget to focus on, right, the analytic part, where you can derive value.
You know, Drew, it's so funny you say it like that, because, you know, coming from the markets, coming from the exchange world, I think we learned that a long time ago. If we did not offer our data out, people could not do the analysis, therefore right. They would not trade. So for us, it was more, we knew what our data was worth. In fact, I would go as far as to say, and you could probably correct me on this if you'd like, but you know, when you go talk to CFOs around the country and you ask them what their data is worth, there are very few that actually know.
You're absolutely right.
It's a locked asset on their balance sheet, aside from maybe the exchanges, which have data fees and they go out there and they sell it. But I mean, first of all, tell me if I'm right in that assumption. And if I am, you know, how does that play out? Because, you know, people are trying to figure out how to monetize data.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I think one way they could measure it, right, is looking at, you know, how much value is that analysis generating at the end of the day, right? But then, you know, the idea, like you said, of making your data available on an exchange of some sort, right, sharing it so that other folks, and, you know, this is what, you know, cookies are all about, right? Being able to kind of, you know, continuously narrow down the persona definition of who that person is at the other end of the wire, right? So that they are getting very, very specific advertising, right? That of course follows them everywhere they go, right? Have you ever made that mistake, right? You're like, I wonder what the new, you know, Toyota Tundra is gonna look like this year. And then within 5 minutes, everywhere you go, Facebook, Instagram, your email, you are just inundated with ads.
Right, I'm convinced they're listening to me every time I do that. I mean, I end up talking about it with somebody and all of a sudden I see the ads. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I do get a little paranoid with Alexa in the kitchen every now and then when commercials on the TV, I use YouTube TV. When my commercials start reflecting my conversations in the kitchen, it gets a little creepy.
It's absolutely right. Hey, Drew, tell me where is Wasabi's future in all of this? Do you guys see yourselves as a major player and kind of changing the way data is actually looked at, consumed, analyzed? How do you see the future for Wasabi in this new landscape that's being painted?
Yeah, I see us continuing to grow. We've just recently added some new data centers in Asia and in Europe. We just spun up our London data center, and we're continuing to build out our footprint. You know, the data is not going to stop, right? We want to be there to catch it, to help people, you know, extract that value. And I think the fact of the matter is that the price has to, you know, the price has to be right for folks to keep as much data as they need, right? That's probably the other question that, you know, CTOs, CIOs, CFOs wrestle with, right? How much is enough for us to, you know, continue to build the value that we need to build or extract the value that we need to extract?
One thing about data, they're like, it's like children. You know, you think your child is the smartest and the prettiest and the most handsome. Hey, but the reality is that, you know what, they're not, they're average. You know what I mean? And that's the reality of it. And people think their data is gold. And in reality, you know, it might be if it's coupled with something else and all right. of that. But here, let me ask you this, Drew, because we don't have a lot of time left. These last couple of years have really changed a lot. And I guess, you know, it's changed the way everybody's really doing business. You know, do you see an acceleration with where Wasabi is going because of these last couple of years? And I ask that specifically because, you know, you were talking about consumer data, but I'm looking at, say, medical data. I'm looking at records that need to be shared. I mean, you know, these are things right now that are becoming absolutely critical. And you know, and it looks like the Wasabis of the world are there to actually, you know, create solutions that are necessary.
Yeah, and I would sum that up to say that is the cloud, right? So the on-prem footprint is continuing to shrink, right? There are still, you know, major corporations that are completely committed to on-prem storage and have an on-prem first approach. They're only about 20% of the total market. Everybody else is either going cloud first or hybrid. And that is to your point, right? Because you now have the flexibility and the ease of use to share that data, to make it accessible just about anywhere you're working, right? One of the big changes that has occurred, right? Folks are not necessarily working, you know, within the four walls of a corporate office and the information is only accessible within that four walls, right? They are working from anywhere and they need access to that information to do their analysis, their research, right? To come up with new products, new services. And so, you know, we are cloud storage, right? We have make no bones about it. And with that comes all the benefits. Folks are, I think, kind of getting through that knothole of can we keep our data secure in the cloud? You know, we've done a lot on the security front. I think the biggest thing that we did last year, and we got a lot of awards for it, was to bring out immutability, right? To give people the opportunity to take data, bring it to Wasabi, and we will guarantee that nobody can alter it, nobody can delete it. And that is another big step in folks bringing their data to the cloud.
That's about as perfect as a spot as we could end this conversation, Drew, because I got to tell you, that sums it up right there in a nutshell. Drew Schlussel, folks, again, he is the Director of Product Marketing at Wasabi. And I got to tell you, Drew, I'd love to talk to you maybe in another few months because things are moving so quickly that I just think that things are absolutely fascinating as we see them change right before our very eyes.
Be kind, Jack. Love to do it.
All right. Now you've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'm Jack Marugin. I'll be talking to you soon.